Report, Shanghai pandemic worker beats corgi to death after family quarantined. By John Hayward on April 11, 2022. The increasingly brutal coronavirus lockdown imposed by the Chinese Communist government on Shanghai is producing horrifying social media videos of pets killed by hazmat-suited enforcers after families are carted away to quarantine. The Epoch Times reported Friday on one such viral video, allegedly filmed by numerous residents of a Shanghai neighborhood from their balconies, in which a pandemic worker in a white biohazard suit beats a howling corgi to death with a spade, leaves the dog lying in the street for a while, then returns to stuff the body into a plastic bag. While the videos rapidly disappeared from Chinese state media sources, copies resurfaced throughout Western social media spheres. Warning, graphic. The owners of the dog confirmed the authenticity of the video and posted their story on social media. "We don't have any dog food at home, due to the long-term lockdown. We brought the dog to the community committee and asked the staff there to take care of it while we are quarantined. The committee rejected our request," the owner posted. After the committee rejected the request, the husband wanted to send the corgi back home, where they could leave water and human food for it. However, the staff wouldn't allow anyone to enter the building in which they live. "Then we thought it would be fine for the corgi to be a stray dog, because it could find some food and water on the street and wouldn't starve to death," the owner added. "It's out of our expectation that they would kill it right after we left." A community staffer said Chinese media authorities killed the dog because they feared it could transmit the family's Chinese coronavirus infection. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control, CDC, has found no evidence that animals play a significant role in spreading the Wuhan coronavirus. "Our staff member indeed didn't think it over at that time, and we will communicate with the dog's owners and will pay them compensation," the community representative said. The Epoch Times noted the brutal Chinese regime has been wantonly killing family pets since early 2020. In some documented cases, pandemic workers assured families their pets would be cared for while they were in quarantine, only for the pets to be killed using inhumane methods. In November 2021, security cameras captured a hazmat-suited pandemic worker savagely beating a woman's corgi to death with a crowbar in the southeastern city of Shangrao. The terrified dog made several futile efforts to escape before the thugs cornered it and killed it. The woman watched the incident in real time through a security app on her smartphone. She tried using speakers in her security cameras to beg the pandemic workers to spare her dog, but her pleas were ignored. The heartless killing of the Shanghai corgi brought the already miserable and terrified city to the breaking point, according to the South China Morning Post, SCMP, on Friday. The fury online was fierce and persistent. While the video has gone viral, a screenshot showing the worker leaning on the spade next to the dead corgi has also been passed around, in part because the video is hard to watch, the SCMP reported. Furious and heartbroken online commentators noted the viral video showed the dog chasing after the bus that carried its family away before the pandemic worker chased it down and killed it. "I am heartbroken to see that the corgi was chasing its owner but then got beaten to death," one social media user said. A hashtag on Chinese social media platform Weibo about the dog's killing accumulated tens of millions of views before Chinese communist censors deleted it. Social media users denounced the zero-COVID enforcers as vicious and perverted, and wondered why they could not learn to coexist with the coronavirus, as the rest of the world has done. Coronavirus cases in Shanghai continue to rise despite the draconian lockdowns, possibly as a consequence of rising public anger and desperation. City officials announced Monday they would begin easing restrictions in neighborhoods where no cases of coronavirus transmission have been recorded in 2 weeks. Most residents of these areas are still under house arrest, but a few were allowed onto the streets Monday. "It's good to be out finally, although there's nowhere to go," one of the freed residents remarked.